40s, and we're looking at a high in the mid 50s by Wednesday. So things are looking up. And they're looking up here in the studio as well, because I have two delightful guests, Benji and Ashley Daneman, who are here to share some exciting news and preview a concert that's taking place tomorrow night at Western Michigan University in the Dalton Center Recital Hall at 7:30 p.m. Well, Benji and Ashley, welcome to WMUK. Grab those mics. Get them close in.
Very good.
There we go.
Testing.
Nice.
Okay. Hey. Hi.
Hey, that's great. So the big news is a new album, and I have it right here in my hand. It's called Light in the Darkness, and this is all original music composed by Benji Daneman.
Yeah.
So let's hear the story behind the concert and the album.
Sure. Well, this is about 3 years in the making.
I
started
years.
Working on it in 2015. I was living in New York City at the time and was commissioned actually as an artist in residence for a full year by an organization called Spark and Echo Arts, which is a really neat organization. They kind of tap all different types of artists, visual artists, performance artists, and musicians to write music that's kind of inspired by passages from the Bible. And they also commissioned people from all different faiths and backgrounds. It doesn't really matter. The idea is that this is just used as kind of a bouncing board. So they said, hey, here's a year, do something. And they gave a little bit of funding for it. And I spent a year just kind of sitting with this idea about light and darkness, because that's always around us. I feel like, you know, anytime you read the paper, go to your Facebook feed, it seems like, man, there's so much stuff going on.
Was the passage from Genesis then?
Well, it was from all over. It was from just different spots. So each section is kind of based on a different one. I can't remember off the top of my head. And so the idea is, as I sat with them, I realized how important this was for everyone. It wasn't just like a one faith type thing. It was just this kind of like this overarching message that, you know, that we as human beings have this ability of being kind of beauty and light and inspiration, that there is, you know, that there is darkness around us, there is negativity, there is this and that, but like in my life I try to not be that. And so using these passages that were hopeful and, you know, beautiful, I sat with these for months and just over time created kind of different, you know, there's six different movements, and in between each movement is an improvised section by one of the different musicians, allowing them space to kind of channel whatever they're feeling. And it was a really beautiful process, because we don't always have the luxury of time to create something. Usually there's kind of like a time frame. But with this, I was able to sit with it for many, many months on end and kind of just think about it a lot. And so what came out was kind of six different, I guess in some capacity, they're kind of like meditations on different aspects of, you know, life, about, you know, like dealing with the things in our head or dealing with things outward. And then kind of a conclusion being like, well, you are the light. Like, I am the light. Like, that's my only possibility. So that's kind of where it all came. So that's kind of the backstory of it. And I presented it in November in New York City. At Marble Collegiate Church, and since then I've just toured it on and off over the past 2 or 3 years, and we recorded it last August here in town Overneath Creative Collective with my band from Chicago, named Search Party, and it's an amazing group of guys, and they sounded fantastic, and I'm kind of overjoyed as to how it ended up. Like, it's better than I even expected it, so.
And I don't think I explained this at the very beginning. Your music is jazz.
It is jazz.
You're a jazz performer.
Well, let's call it jazz,
composer.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, this the word itself means a lot of things.
Right.
But we were talking expressing yourself through instrumental composition, right. Occasionally lyrics, right?
Yeah. Yes. There's probably about three tracks that have specific lyrics written, and we can talk about it later and you'll probably hear it. Ashley has a really unique talent of taking just, you know, open space and creating lyrics around, like, improvised lyrics. So there's some stuff that I kind of wrote that was based on some of the scriptures that I was working with, and some stuff I just said, hey, Ash, just, you know, do your thing.
You're a jazz education came professionally when you were living in New York, as well as when earlier you studied at Western Michigan University. Mm-hmm. And it's nice. This is kind of a homecoming tomorrow night's concert,
yeah.
Featuring the members of your group, Search Party. Mm-hmm. Maybe you could tell us who they are.
Yeah, it's some of my favorite people, not only musically, but as human beings. They're all just great people to be around. The first one is my wife, Ashley, who's sitting next to me. And she's actually, honestly, my favorite vocalist just because of her unique approach to music from before we were married.
It's a legitimate.
So anyway, so she, we are always, seem to always somehow be involved with each other's works. So Ashley sings in it. I have Greg Ward, who is an amazing alto sax player from Chicago. Play sax, but he won't be with us tomorrow. It'll be Andrew Rathman, who's one of my other favorite sax players.
Yeah.
So Andrew will be with us tomorrow, but the rest of the band will, and that's Rob Clearfield on piano, who's an up-and-coming amazing pianist that sounds super unique. Andrew Vogt, who has a really great talent of being able to play electric and upright really well. In his kind of different capacities. You don't always see that with bass players. Like, usually it's kind of like, I'm this or I'm that, but he does both so well, which you hear on the album. And John Deidemeyer on drums, who's a great drummer, so sensitive and musical.
The CD, will it be available yet tomorrow night?
It will. Thanks for asking. Yes. The album actually comes out August 31st, which is a while away, but we got this date a while back, and I said, man, I this is a great point just to do it. So it's all done and it's here, and I'm really excited to kind of be able to offer it, you know, to just this one concert. It's a pre-release, essentially.
I see. Secret. That's why you're calling
it secret pre-release.
So why wait till August? What is the rationale?
Well, we are going to be doing, I'm really excited about this too, Fully Altered Media, which is one of the top publicists out there now. Actually, Matt Merowitz is the publicist for that. He represents Dave Holland, Vijay Iyer, Dave Douglas, kind of all the top guys. They're taking this project on, which is really exciting. So we're going to do a 3-month international publicity campaign before it kind of goes out. So we're going to start that in June and release it in August. So it's really exciting, and we're going to be creating a lot of promotional video through Overneath Creative Collective in town. There are some of my good friends. So yeah, there's a lot to happen between now and then, and just, you know, it's exciting because it's going to be done the way that I think the music deserves.
And your friends and fans have a way to support the publicity effort. And you've started a Kickstarter, which can be found, the link to which can be found on your own website.
Right, yeah. We started it today.
Holy cow.
Yeah, you're the first person we're talking to about it other than each other.
Well, listen to this, folks.
Yeah, go to my website, just benjidaneman.com. You can find out all the information there.
Let me spell it. B-E-N-J-E. And Daneman is Daneman.
That's great. And you didn't have to look at anything. You did that. Yeah.
No, I've typed it a few times now. Well, could we listen to the first piece?
I would love that.
I mean, we've done as much setup as I think
sure,
we can do
yeah,
without,
know.
You know, listening to this beautiful album, which is called Light in the Darkness, Benji Daneman's Search Party. And the first track is called
The Light. Thank you.
We listened to the first track and the just few seconds of the second track. If you tuned in during the music, I'm with Benji Daneman and Ashley Daneman, two musicians featured on Light in the Darkness. Benji, you wrote all the music on this album, as you told us earlier. It's also an album that you had the chance to develop over 3 years of sort of meditation and thinking and writing the pieces. This is the piece that begins the album, and I'm guessing it's called The Light because we start very, very small, as if, I mean, you can almost visualize how small and maybe like star-like that.
Yeah, that light is. I think that's exactly, yeah. It's this light kind of in the, how I visualize it is it's this like distant star in darkness. And this is kind of this like beeping. And if you notice, if you listen really carefully throughout each track, between each one, the engineer that worked on this is my good friend Gordon Van Ghent. And he did a lot of really interesting production-based stuff. And so he created, later in the album, there's a spot where we all speak. There's kind of a speaking, so for the whole band, he took all those speaking tracks and put them into kind of this cloud of like kind of these incoherent voices. And the idea for that is that there's kind of this chatter going on at all times. At least in my head, in the world, is how does your voice exist within that chatter. So if you listen between each movement, there's this cloud that kind of is just present. It's not super noticeable. Other times, at some points it is, some points it's not, but it starts there. So there's this, and then there's like this light chatter that kind of is going on. So, you know, it's a pretty programmatic piece. There's a lot of kind of things that mean something to me. Mm-hmm. It's kind of reminders like, oh yeah, when I listen to this, I think of that. So I'm interested, you know, when people start listening to it and hearing it, what it kind of, how they kind of take it. So yeah, so it's this distant thing with this, there's a little something going on underneath.
Now you have an agreement with a publicity firm called Fully Altered Media that will take the album public and worldwide next August, but there's a CD pre-release party tomorrow in a concert at Western Michigan University, in which we'll hear nearly the entire lineup with one alteration, one change. Mm-hmm. The saxophonist will be Andrew Rathbun, who's on the faculty here.
Who we all love.
Yeah. and people will have a chance to go home with one of the CDs. And we're also here to say that there's also a chance to support the project another way through a Kickstarter pledge, and that's on a link on your website, benjidaneman.com.
Yeah, if you go there, you'll see it.
Great.
Can't miss it.
It starts today. The album, again, Light in the Darkness, and this is a meditation on aspects of faith. Your faith is Christian, and you looked at certain passages in the Bible. Maybe you could talk further about other pieces on the album. Where should we go from here?
Yeah, man, that's a great question. I don't know.
Do you want to see the album again? I'm going to hand
it. Yeah, let me look at it. Let's see what we got our choices here. Well, you know what? So there's an interesting, this one kind of keeps coming back to me. It's called Our Fear of Exposure. And it's an interesting piece because I think of all of them, it's the most kind of like introspective. And so when I wrote this, I can't actually remember even the passage it was about, but what it was telling to me is that I think that we all kind of are, there's something in us that kind of wants to hide in the darkness. Like, at least me, I don't know about y'all.
This is very true.
But, you know, we have this fear, like if we're exposed, that something will happen. But the interesting thing about this is when I started writing this music, it wasn't like this like scary, dark thing. It was kind of this like, I don't know, kind of like a calm, like loose, swingy type feel. But there's something that is there that is just waiting to kind of come out. So anyway, yeah, so I think that might be a good next track. Uh-huh. To go, Our Fear of Exposure. And as it builds up, it kind of this welling up. And then maybe we can go into the next track, which is called Darkness, and what it's kind of this explosion out of kind of this internal like boiling up, and that's where things kind of get a little bit, a little crazy.
Oh, two questions.
Sure.
Where do you tend to compose? Is this at the keyboard?
Oh, yeah.
And two, when do you have a chance to do this? And I think Ashley can chime in here too.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I can say for my stuff, I usually sit at the keyboard, and usually I'll have to have a little bit of quiet, which doesn't always happen in our house. And finding the time is a great question. I found that I kind of need a reason to write. I love to be inspired, but like at the same time, like I had this commission and I had to essentially write it. So it's like, I'm going to do this. And so, I have a little bit of a deadline, which is nice. So what about you, Ash?
Well, I don't know what to say. I think since we had our third child, it's been fairly challenging to find time and just, you know, mental, emotional space to be an artist, because, you know, children are just very demanding. Yes. Like they need things and they need them right now. And yeah, there's only so much television I can tolerate. Like my psyche just can't let them watch that much. But anyway, I don't know if this is a good answer, but
yeah,
I'm in the trenches. Like, where do I find the time? Do I, you know, put it in the calendar, which I've worked with the last couple months, or do I just do it in pieces? Because sometimes you'll feel very inspired and you just like literally have to run to the keyboard or run to, you know, your recorder. But it doesn't always get fleshed out the way that back when I only had two kids, I would literally be at the keyboard every day, just and you're just kind of like a sculptor and you're just taking off more wood every day. But now it's at this moment, it's not really like that. Yeah. So it's like, oh, what did I write a month ago? Oh, yeah.
Well, those three children are doing some very important work, too. And that's, mm-hmm. and that's learning massive amounts of new things every single day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and we get a family and they get a family, and that's totally priceless.
Ashley, you're featured on the album too.
Yes.
So you had a chance to go in. When was this recorded? About last summer, you said?
Last August.
Mm-hmm. And be who you are in a different way.
Yeah.
Not mom, but
right.
But yeah.
Yeah, so I came out of retirement to record this album. I'm now fully out of retirement, but it was a couple days, and yeah, I tried to get, I practiced a lot and for those, you know, that week, and just tried to get to a place where I could make it happen. And you know, I think it was good. And like Benji said, this piece has a lot of sections where he's like, okay, this is the scripture and this is the theme of this section. And so I just kind of start telling a story or just kind of singing on those words or those ideas. And I pick out ones that speak to me, and it kind of flows. And you'll hear that at the concert tomorrow night, and on the album.
Wow. The album, again, is called Light in the Darkness. It's Benji Daneman's Search Party, and it's a special group of musicians who came together for this. They're all top-notch players, and it caught the attention of a major publicity company, Fully Altered Media, that handles many international clients, and it's going to get a full rollout next August. Very exciting. Some funds are needed to make that happen. So if you're interested in being part of this this project, Light in the Darkness, you'll find full information at BenjiDaneman.com, or go to the concert tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. The music starts at 7:30 in the Dalton Center Recital Hall. And why don't we get back to the album? You meant you were setting up our fear of exposure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't so much have the spots that Ash was talking about with kind of this freedom of like lyric stuff, but she definitely does her own thing right at the beginning. There's a little kind of like layers of Ash that you'll probably hear, which I asked her to do for the recording. That doesn't always happen live. Thank you.
Ashley Daneman on vocals, on piano. We heard Rob Clearfield. It's part of Benji Daneman's Search Party, a brand new suite of music written by Benji Daneman, who's here today with Ashley Daneman, and the album is called Light in the Darkness. I have to compliment you on the sense of narrative you put in your pieces, because we just went through a whole story there.
We
started on a track called Fear of Exposure, and segued into Darkness, and that took us into the final track, You Are the Light. It's we're just excerpting things here.
Yeah.
And it's, you can still feel like a very powerful, overarching, you know, sense of narrative.
Thanks. That's the idea.
I think that's one of Benji's things that he always brings to his compositions is the story. And I think it's really important to him for that to translate to an average listener, maybe not even just a jazz fan, but just whoever is listening, that they can sort of, oh, there's a story here and I feel it musically.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like, you know, it's even hard for me as a jazz listener and lover, like, don't tell anybody.
You're about to say something.
Don't tell anybody. Sometimes I'll check out. I don't know if that's my own issue or not, but I feel like some of my favorite things, just they move. There's this movement, there's a direction to it, and a solo doesn't just need to be a solo. The solo should be the thing that connects the dots. You know, why is there going to be this here? What is coming next? And I love stories. I grew up, you know, listening. My dad was listened to, you know, singer-songwriters. So there's always Harry Chapin. Like, there's always a story involved. Peter Palmieri, all that, you know, all this stuff. Like, you know, where it's like, oh, there's something behind it. So when I started getting into jazz, it's like, well, I didn't realize I was doing it, but like, what does this mean? Like, why are we doing this? So yeah, so even you kind of, those three tracks, like they're supposed to go together. It's hard to do them separately, and I've tried, but like the darkness is supposed to be in response to this feeling of being exposed, and out of the darkness is how do we come out of that darkness? How do we heal from that?
Did you study with Scott Cowan?
Sure did.
Okay.
Yeah.
You seem like spiritual brothers because, you know, Dr. Cowan uses stories like Narnia as the inspiration for his music here and there, and always seems to want to go on a narrative as well.
I'm really drawn to his music just for that reason, even, you know, and this is like, I love anyone that kind of is willing to go there. Like, well, you know, tell me why you're doing this, you know? So yeah, definitely. I definitely I studied trumpet and some composition from him, and I played a bunch of his stuff when I was at Western.
Right.
So yeah.
What does it feel like to perform this album start to finish live?
I don't know. How does it feel for you, Ashley?
Yeah, both of you can respond here.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like a journey. It feels like, you know, just kind of surveying the world around us, the human experience, and then sort of looking closer, picking up pieces of it and turning them around, and, you know, the dark times and then the highs, and somehow putting some sense of resolution to it, I think, as best as we can. On any given day.
The great thing I think about the group, I'm really big into like kind of handpicking who I'm playing with for different projects I do, because I feel like that's a really important part. I don't write that many notes. I write a lot of areas, like sections for the musicians to create something. Between every track, there's an improvised section. There's nothing written, but it's like it's a whole world, because I can trust that the musicians will do that. So I just say that because when I'm playing this, it's really exciting for me, because I feel like they're all on board. They're ready to tell the story in their own way, right, with me. You know, if someone just showed up to do the gig, that's a whole different thing than somebody who shows up to play, to present this. So for me, it's exciting because it's my own music, and I feel like it's kind of this own like birthing process every time it happens. And you know, we've kind of done it. We kind of go in spurts of doing it. We'll kind of go on a quick little tour and do it a few nights in a row, and then it'll be months later and then do it. So I feel we kind of reapproach it, and it'll be interesting as we do it more and we release this, how it will evolve. But
well, the chance for the public to see it is tomorrow night, 7:30 p.m. That's the one time in Kalamazoo that for the foreseeable
future. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's bringing together some terrific musicians besides Benji and Ashley, all of whom appeared on the album, with one exception. You'll be listening to Andrew Rathbun, who is probably the very best ringer you could ever ask for. Greatly admire his playing.
He's going to sound great on it. I can't wait to hear him, because it's going to be.
It'll be a different
thing. It'll be perfect.
Thing.
He will be perfect.
I assume you've had a chance to get the word out on social media, but maybe we can tell folks how they can follow you if they don't already.
Sure. Well, we've gone on to this website called Facebook.
I've heard of it.
You might have visited it before. And in our spare time, when we're not changing diapers and trying to write songs, we'll try to keep people updated. So we're on Facebook and Instagram and all the usual social media. You can just type in Ashley or Benji Daneman, and you'll find us there, and otherwise our website. And
BenjiDaneman.com, BenjiDaneman.com, Benji Daneman and Ashley Daneman. Mm-hmm. And looking ahead after tomorrow night, what might be coming up in the future? I know you're juggling many things, and and since I told you I'd wait till the end of the hour, but I do want to follow up on our interview from last fall when we focused on the Kalamazoo Youth Jazz Orchestra.
Yes,
you started it last
Success.
Fall.
Yeah, like nothing else to do going on. Yeah, no, it's been great. It's a great group of 18 kids from I think there's like 12 different schools represented. Which is amazing, which is the whole idea of it. And so much interest, we started a second group that's a kind of foundational ensemble that's a septet. And all of them are playing like real high level material. It's really inspiring. It's really exciting. And, you know, it's been really neat to see that be kind of created this year. A lot of energy has been put into it, but we have a great staff of folks working with us, and me and Ashley get to kind of do it together too, as we always do most of our projects.
So it took off. It's been more successful than you even dream.
Yeah.
There will be a Kalamazoo Youth Jazz Orchestra concert coming up. Is it this month or is it next?
May.
May
31st, right? May 30th? Oh, no. I'm not.
That's okay. You're not prepared for that. You got one concert on your mind.
Yeah, it's at the end of May. In Dalton on Western's campus. Yeah.
Well, congratulations on getting that off to a great start, and helping to build the next generation of players and listeners.
Yeah.
You know, that's terrific. I'm so glad your love of jazz isn't just focused on one's own album. You know, it goes beyond that.
That's boring.
But having your own album is significant, and it's important to do that. Too very important.
Thanks.
I want to congratulate you on this project. It sounds beautiful.
Thank you.
Have a great concert tomorrow.
Thanks.
It's at 7:30 in the Dalton Center Recital Hall. Well, I think we should hear another track here. Any suggestions? Here, when we hand you to you.
Maybe Children of the Light would be a good one. Then you can kind of hear Ashley's magic.
Nice. No pressure.
The magic of
but
it.
But I already did it.
So. Yeah, it's too late now.
It's too late.
Yeah.
What track is that?
That is number 6. Number 6.
Here we go. Children of the Light.
Those who walk in the darkness
cannot see where they are going.
Put your trust in the light while there is still time.
Then
you will become children of the light.
You are all children of the light and children of the day.
We do not belong to the night or the darkness. Let us not be like those.
Let us not be like those who are asleep.
Yet another beautiful moment from the new album, Light in the Darkness, from Benji Daneman's Search Party, a group of terrific musicians all coming together under the umbrella of this project. All the pieces composed by Benji Daneman, and Benji and Ashley are still here at the end of this hour. Would you invite them again to tomorrow night's concert? Tell them when and where.
Yeah, we'd love for you to join us. We'll be at the Dalton Center at 7:30 tomorrow night. We'll be playing this whole suite in its, you know, in its wholeness. And we'll be doing a few extra songs before that too, so you can kind of get a few extra tidbits of it. And you can, when you're there, you can pick up a CD, which
this
will be the only option. This is it until probably, you know, until August, I guess. If you're on the Kickstarter campaign, though, you'll get an advanced copy too. So there's a few options, but yeah, we hope to see you.
Okay. And Ashley, you'll be there too.
Yep. And tickets are actually available now as a
pre-sale. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're cheaper. If you go online to buy them.
Oh,
yeah. Smart. So you can buy them through the Facebook event or through Eventbrite.
Okay. And the website again is benjidaneman.com. I'll have you spell it this time.
BENJEDANEMAN.
.com.
Benjidaneman.com.
Well, it's been so nice to visit with you guys this hour.
Always.
I know that you're just as very creative people. You've always got something simmering. So I look forward to the next time we get together and I get to hear more music. maybe a little Irish accordion wouldn't hurt on some.
Yeah, that might have to happen.
Okay. Well, guys, have a great, great concert tomorrow. I know a lot of your supporters will be there. And hopefully we've talked to a few people who haven't heard your music before but are really intrigued by this album. We should say, again, has a component of meditation and spirituality. I think that you don't get with a standard jazz album necessarily, but it is, you know, instrumental. It will allow listeners to contemplate.
Yeah,
either the infinite or the everyday, whatever you feel like.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, thanks once again, and have a great concert.
Thanks, Carol.
Thanks, Carol.
Thank you.
information.
Inspiration.